Coach, can you talk about the development process for RG3 there?
Well, starts off obviously with our off-season program, and that was pretty well organized this year. I think everybody got a chance to spend some time with their draft choices and an 8-9 week period, so I think it was better for most teams overall than it's been for the last couple of years, so I thought that was pretty good. And then, you know, typical regular summer schedule, you know, once you get to camp and go through the, you know, practices, but overall I thought it was good.
Is it difficult to keep young guys from getting too hyped for season openers, especially when they're going up against a guy like Drew Brees?
Well, I think everybody gets pretty well hyped for the first game of the season, you know, no matter who you are, players or coaches. But I think you're right. I think, you know, for a rookie coming in and get an opportunity to start, and especially on the road against a great football team, it's always added pressure and something they'll hopefully he looks forward to.
Coach, I was wondering, do you feel like there's any way for the Saints offense to replicate what they've done under Sean Payton the past couple of years, or do you expect them to have a little more of a Pete Carmichael Jr. Lean to it?
Well, you just take a look what they've been doing over the last number of years. You know, not just last year. They've been very, very effective, efficient, almost number one in every category, and you know that's a combination of a lot of people on the same page, and they'll continue to do that. They've got a system in effect, both in the running game and the passing game. They've got a philosophy. They've got their players back, and that's what you try to do as a head coach. And Sean's done a great job of implementing that and having his coaches obviously following his footsteps.
And Mike, a lot of people interested in Jim Haslett here. You know, he used to coach here for years. What was your relationship with him before you ended up hiring him? Did y'all go back very far?
Well, I knew of Jim, you know, just obviously his playing days and his coaching days. But no, we had not spent really any time together at all until the year I was out. I spent a little time with Jim, just kind of going, talking some football, and when the opportunity came, you know, I talked to Jim. I wanted to go to that type of defense, and Jim was available, and it worked out.
You guys at running back, it seems like it's kind of been, you've been using everyone back there. How do you feel like you go into this game at that position?
Well, to be honest with you, we haven't had a lot of running backs. Most of them have been hurt. So didn't get much of a look. We've got a little bit with Reister and Alou, but they were hurt through most of the preseason. Got a few reps. Got a chance to evaluate some of the young guys with, you know, Bailey, Morris, different guys that had just come in. But, you know, we've got some guys from last year with Alou and Reister that are proven guys that I thought played well when they played last year. And I thought Alfred Morris came in this year and did a good job as well.
Coach, do you get a sense for how good of a player Robert can become down the road?
Well, I think, you know, everybody, anytime somebody starts with, you know, their quarterback, their first thing you do is try to get them give him a good system and a good supporting cast. I think very similar to, you know, situation that Drew's in right now, that, you know, Drew got a lot of experience when he was at San Diego, and Sean gave him a great system, a great supporting cast, and he just took off. And you're hoping, you know, you can do that for your quarterback, get him a good system, and he can be, any quarterback would love to be like Drew Brees.
You're in the third year of your system on defense, and you all improved dramatically last year, at least in terms of rankings. What do you think about your prospects this year, Mike?
Well, you just hope you're getting better. You know, we got better. We got a little addition, you know, with free agency in the draft, and did the same thing this year. So hopefully we make the same strides this year as we did a year ago. And we'll be, you know, obviously, when you're going against a team like New Orleans and how good they've been, it's really amazing to see the stats on what they were able to accomplish last year.
Coach, you're familiar with interchangeable running backs, so to speak, from your days with Denver. They're keeping five running backs on the roster here. What's your opinion on that? What's your take on that? Cromer was quoted as saying, "A guy can dream, can't he?"
Well, I think it was a great move because if they didn't keep all five of them, you know, one of them or two of them would have been claimed. So, you know, they've got to keep the best 53 players on their football team. And from their perspective, not lose any. And it's a really tough decision. Sometimes you keep a few more players at one position because you're a little bit more loaded. But just looked at the running backs, I like all of them.
Coach, is there anything you've learned about Robert in, during training camp that you did not know, or you just didn't know as well about him during the scouting process and before you had him actually in D.C.?
Oh, I don't think anybody knows anything about anybody until they start working with him. I mean, you get a little idea of the arm strength or capabilities to throw the football, the obvious things you can see on film, but until you work with somebody on a day-to-day basis and see their work ethic, their work habits, you know, how they react with players, you get a much better feeling of that, obviously, over the summer camp and through the OTAs.
How's he progressed as far as learning your system so far?
Oh, he's done a great job. You know, he's a worker. He's even though he's very talented, he spends all the time that he needs to study and prepare and do all the things that you're hoping a quarterback would do.
From your perspective, do you try to, when we're speaking again about Robert, do you curb expectations? Do you say that's positive, or does it matter from your perspective?
Well, I think if you take a look at, you know, the quarterbacks that have been selected early, not a lot of them have had success, you know, right away, at least in the first year. And I think it has a lot to do, you know, with the supporting cast, not just a quarterback. If you're going to have a quarterback that's successful early, especially in his first year, if you go through history, number one, they've got a great running offense and they've got a great defense. They go hand in hand. You can't put all the pressure on the quarterback, not in his first year.
If the Redskins are successful and Robert Griffin is successful Sunday, what will he have to do? What will he have to do to make that happen?
Well, I think for any team to win a football game, especially on the road, you can't turn the football over. You got to minimize mistakes, penalties, especially with that type of crowd noise, and you got to get turnovers, especially against a great offensive football team.
Well, just a couple more. One more question about Robert. Do you think that you have somewhat of an advantage because this is his first game and the Saints defense may not have a good feel for how he will be utilized in your offense?
Well, how about us? We're not really sure what the Saints are going to do. You know, we got a different defensive coordinator there and no telling what they've been working on. So I think it goes hand in hand with all first games of the season. There's some unknowns, but I think most people can guess what direction the team's going.
Well, you have to kind of keep him, yeah, I guess, tempered down a little bit because of all his family's going to be here, being he's opening his career where his family was, you know, born and raised.
Well, I think I think he's going to be excited like all our young players, but I think they've been in this environment before, even though it's not on the NFL level, and I think they'll be excited and ready to go, and hopefully he'll handle the pressure well.